Whenever Anniversary Sunday rolls around, I always go to the theme of God's faithfulness, right? A church anniversary, after all, is not just, a celebration of the number of years since the founders put a shovel into the dirt. A church anniversary is a celebration of the many years that God has faithfully walked with and built up and carried along a church. And whenever my mind goes to the theme of God's faithfulness, my mind inevitably goes to one verse in particular, a passage of Scripture that you know well because of the hymn, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Right? Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. A church anniversary is a great time for us as a church to stop and say, indeed, great is your faithfulness, God. But there is something about that passage that makes it particularly relevant for our circumstances here today. Do you know where that passage comes from? It comes from Lamentations. Right? That affirmation, God, great is your faithfulness, is not written, by the pool with a daiquiri in hand. The affirmation, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, comes from the middle of a book about the fall of Jerusalem, about lament. 50 years before Daniel, Jeremiah looked around at his city falling, at his nation being carried off into exile, and yet he could still say, great is your faithfulness, Lord, new every morning are your mercies. And because of that, I think that this is a particularly relevant passage for us. It gives us a great way to think about God's faithfulness to us in the midst of this road called the highway of COVID-19 that we have been on. It's not like we have been torn from our homes, but we have been stuck in our homes. The world around us has changed in ways that we probably could never have anticipated. It's been a time of challenge and sacrifice and upheaval, but even so, God has been faithful to us in the midst of it. And so this morning, I want to take this time to highlight some of God's new every morning mercies so that in the midst of the chaos, we don't miss the way that God has been faithful to us. This is sort of a State of the Union address where we stop and look around and see how God has been at work even in a time like COVID-19. And here's the framework that I want to use this morning. God has been faithful to the church during COVID-19, providing what we need, preserving our community, and preparing us for future ministry. Okay, that's the framework, the outline that I want to work with this morning. God has been faithful to us through COVID-19, through the years, providing what we need, preserving our community, and preparing us for future ministry. I'm just going to unpack each of those one at a time. So God has been faithful to us as a church by providing what we have needed. Just like Jeremiah, we have all discovered that God's mercies are new every morning, right? As you think back, even over the past year, is there once that you have woken up without having breakfast available to you? Have you ever woken up because you missed a meal the day before? We may have had to wait a little bit or stood in line to get food sometimes, but even in the midst of this pandemic, God has provided our daily bread. Certainly, truckers have worked hard. Farmers have worked hard. Grocery store people have worked hard, more than we give them credit for, I think, sometimes. But all of this has unfolded underneath of God's sovereign care. He is the one that gives growth to the crops. He is the one who gives us energy to do the work, to earn our wages. He has provided all that we have needed. And because of that, because God has provided so faithfully, I think that you have been confident enough to give faithfully. You know, one of the things that I really regret about this online way of doing church is that we don't really have a good way to give our offerings together. You know, there's no moment where there's an offertory song and we actively put our offering into the plate as a way of giving to the Lord. And yet that hasn't stopped you from giving. You know, there are a lot of churches right now where giving is way down and they are struggling in a financial way. And yet you have more than kept us afloat. You know, we've made improvements to the back. We fixed up the steps back there. We put in new flooring. We put in new lighting. We've been able to continue to support our ministries, each of them faithfully all the way at a time when, you know, some people aren't able to make those commitments that they have made. You have been faithful in giving, and as a church, we cannot thank you enough for doing that, knowing that you are sharing what God has provided for you. God has worked through you to provide what we have needed as a church. And it's not just that God has given materially. He has not just provided materially. He has provided for us spiritually. You know, I think that he has given to us the kind of peace and confidence and hope that Jeremiah experienced. You know, if you have Lamentations 3 open in front of you, you can see that Jeremiah has been through a lot. Jeremiah 3, verse 17 says, I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. Verse 19 says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. Clearly, he has walked through the fire. And yet, the awareness of God's faithfulness has given him hope to keep walking. All right, you see that, verse 21, I remember them well. My soul is downcast within me. He sees the difficulties of the time, and yet he says, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Right? This I call to mind. What's the this that he's calling to mind and therefore having hope? It's the steadfast, never failing, new every morning love of God that gives him hope. And God has given us that hope. When things go wrong, when we hit rock bottom, we need to recall to mind the new every morning, steadfast, unfailing love, because that is reason, even in the darkest of darkness, to have hope. God has been faithful during COVID-19, providing all that we have needed. God has been faithful to our church by preserving our community. You know, I have said it a million times, online church like this is not the same as in person, but it is better than nothing. And God, I think, has worked through it to hold our community together. You know, a year and a half ago, you probably had no idea what a Zoom was. I didn't know what a Zoom was. And yet, here we are, week after week, joining together to do what we can to gather before the Lord. And God has preserved our community. I see as many people here and online, I think, as I would here in person in years past. Again, there are churches that are struggling to keep people engaged and to have people involved. And yet here you are week after week, eager to honor God the best that you can. Not only that, finding new ways of serving other people, of making turkey pies when you couldn't do the other things that you're used to. This is wonderful. And not only that, God has actually added some new people to our community, which is absolutely wonderful. You know, while there are churches struggling with engagement right now, God has faithfully preserved us as a community. That's true on a sort of personal social level, but also on a health level as well. You know, I know that many of you know people who have been affected by COVID-19. Some of them have even lost their lives to it. But by and large, our community has been preserved from COVID-19. And I know that many of us have underlying health issues already, making us all the more vulnerable to it. And yet, God has preserved us as a people. And I am oh so grateful to have been spared coronavirus within our immediate community. God has provided what we needed. God has preserved our community. And he has been preparing us for future ministry. You know, if nothing else, COVID has disabused us of the notion that the church is this building. You know, this building is a lovely, wonderful building. But the church has continued to operate, even if we haven't been meeting at 1601 Colburn Street East. And that has led you to be creative in a lot of ways in the way that you are reaching out and serving other people. You know, I know that many of you have taken groceries to other people. I know that many of you have made food or meals or loaves of bread to take to other people just to say, I know you're still there. I know you're hanging in. I know the missions team has worked hard to figure out creative ways to serve people in need. You know, like the spaghetti meals that Sarah was able to do and Fred. The Blessing Center, the strawberry shortcake stuff that you guys put together. Man, you've thought outside the box to figure out ways to serve people, even in this weird situation that we have been in. And I think that sets us up well to serve in some creative ways in the future. You know, the world that we knew may be gone, and the way of doing ministry, too, to a degree. But I think that we are still well positioned to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. And not only that, I think that we've started to think about how we can use technology to continue to reach out, to reach more people on Sunday mornings. You know, it has been great to have you take part. And we're thinking about how, you know, once we eventually get back all together into the church, how we can continue to use online sources to reach people for whom it's hard to get into the church or, you know, who are far away from the church. We are eager to think about how we can use, you know, this digital age to the benefit of the church and the gospel. And I know that our website is getting close to 200 views a month, right? So I know that many of you are making use of it and looking at, you know, sermon manuscripts from the past, videos, resources that I've put up there. And it's wonderful to think that we can continue to be doing ministry that's just there in space. And not only serving our community, but I know that we are getting, you know, dozens of connections from the United States as well. Even people in Kenya are accessing our website. So it's great to think that we are able to minister to people through traditional means, serving, giving food, and so on, but also reaching through our website, through YouTube as well. God has been faithful during the pandemic, preparing us for future ministry. The thing that I like about Lamentations 3 is that it is an idea that's been tested in the furnace. Right? It is not just a nice thought. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. New every morning there's mercies. You know, it's one thing to say that while living a high life. But for somebody to have gone through the exile, for someone to have gone through COVID-19 and still coming out of it saying, the steadfast, never failing love of the Lord is reason for hope. Well, you know then that the idea, great is thy faithfulness, is one worth holding on to. God has been faithful to us in the past. He will continue to be faithful to us in the future. And so I want to just take a little bit of time here as we conclude to pray. To pray, giving thanks for God's provision, for his preservation, and for the way he is preparing us for the future. So let's join together and pray. Because of your great love, Lord, we are not consumed. We have not been overwhelmed. We have not been forsaken. Your compassion never fails. Your great mercies are new every morning. Lord, sometimes we get a little bit in trouble because we want tomorrow's mercies today, but we get ahead of ourselves when we do that. Lord, you know what we need just when we need it. And so I pray that you would help us to delight in your new every mercy, new every morning mercies for that day. Help us not to worry about tomorrow. What can worrying add to your life? One more day? But Lord, we know that you provide. Lord, I thank you for the way that you have provided for each of us. And in the quietness of your heart, maybe there's something in particular, some way that you have seen God provide in these last year, last number of months. Give thanks to the Lord now for his provision. Lord, we thank you for providing all that we have needed, food and strength and shelter and hope. Thank you that we can always count on you. And Lord, thank you for preserving our community. This group of people is such a special group of people, warm-hearted, joyful, other-centered people. Many of us are older. Many of us have health realities that have made COVID difficult, and yet, Lord, you have brought us through it. Let's take a few minutes just to pray in our own hearts for God, for our own experience of God's preservation. God, I thank you for the ways that you have worked in the last little while to keep our community together through, something formal like our online services to the phone calls and cards and front door visits that have been happening that keep people connected with one another. We are your body, Lord, and it would not make sense for the various parts to be all spread apart and disconnected. Lord, you have kept us together. You have worked in our midst. You have knit us more deeply together. I think we understand, at the very least, we know each other's names from looking at them on Zoom all the time. God, thank you for preserving us and for sustaining us when surgeries haven't happened as soon as we would have liked, for protecting the most vulnerable in our midst, for giving us energy to persevere. And Lord, we thank you for the preparation that you have done in us to set us up for ministry in the future. You know, a little rural church like this could very easily turn its eyes inwards, and yet I think that you have given our community a desire to look to the future, to build into the lives of new people. And so, God, I thank you for the willingness to adapt that we have all seen, you know, jumping online to gather through Zoom. I thank you for the opportunities afforded by our website, by YouTube, by podcasting, by all of these technical things that we can do to continue to make you known to the world. Let's pray just for a minute, thanking God for the way that he has prepared us. Thanking God for preparing us and for the future. Let's just pray in our own hearts to that end. Father, this world continues to change, and yet you don't. I pray that from your position of sovereign omniscience, that you would show us how to best meet the needs of the world with the gospel as it continues to change. I pray that you would give us insight into how to serve other people in the community through Why Not, through Friendship House. God, I pray that you would put it into our hearts to connect with the world in different ways. Lord, we don't know what lies ahead for us as a church, but we know that you are going to be with us. You are with us even to the end of the age. And so we commit ourselves to making disciples of all nations, teaching people to obey all that you have commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would continue to grow us as a church, as a people, that we would recognize your faithfulness, that it would give us confidence and even daring in sharing the gospel with others. And I pray that you would make us ever more aware of your constant presence with us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this church. Thank you for who you are. We pray in Jesus' name.